she took. "It's time you were getting on with some work." He took a piece of stone out of a jar and chiseled at the corners, breathing easily and gently as he did so. He succumbed to the melody and was picking flowers before he knew it. There were some copper and silver keys in the corner. Next to them, there were some tools, there were bricks, there were plastic animals. Over there in the cupboard, some vegetables. In the corner by the shelf, there was glue and fixative by the side of the fridge. She gathered the tools in her long arms. She went out onto the pavement and walked along. She was talking non-stop copper words through the hollow in her cheeks. She took a breath and wound it round her hand and take talking to the other side of the page where it's colder and leaving with the tools in her arms and her only apron wrapped. She was at the corner of the page putting the tools down. She prepared to make a door. She found some wood at the side and moved it along. She took time. She put the panels side by side. She built steadily and silently toward the wall, toward the window. She looked out onto the heath and remarked several times, "Shame on you, from out the cupboard. It came upon me. It's getting late now. The weather has changed. You're looking good. What do you think of this? From rags to riches. Some day you'll find out. It's a pretty time of year. Strange you should say that. I don't know what you think." "Supposing you did do that," shaking her head. "Supposing that they, moving so slowly, treated her well, eat and was happy, the pages of a book slowly becoming, she so, standing, treated her well and sway, moved to let her in. A thumbprint will do. How do you, 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 how do you? What's that mean? Never you mind. 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 She couldn't hear, but she was listening. She didn't think, but she could say. She was laughing, but not smiling. It rained and the sky was blue. They were talking and laughing in a circle round the fountain. She saw them. She could have sworn that she did, stroking her thigh. It was too tight for her anyway, trying to find the floor, swaying as she did so, laughing as she swayed. She said something. They were talking and laughing in a circle round the fountain and looked round as one. He smiled. He smiled. She thought she was seeing things. She was. She rose to meet him. He smiled. They parted. She was taken by surprise. Down the stairs he waited for her to reach him. He looked toward the balcony. He thought of sitting down, but he ended up standing. A breath, a breath, a breath. Taking her time, she wove through the corridors. Spinning at the corners, she stopped at a door marked and said, "How do you do?" 10 times. She rose to meet him. Smoke was getting in his eyes. He, she, he, see, he. They stole glances. He stood by the window. She sung. She is still. She changes. She changed. She fears. She is quiet. She troubled. She heard. She slept. She had a craving. She stood. She bent. She found. She burst. She took a breath. She walks. She began. She glows. She is growing. She is singing. She is changing. She is frightened. She is quietened. She is trembling. She is hearing. She is sleeping. She is craving. She is standing. She is bending. She is finding. She is bursting. She is breathing. She is walking. She is beginning. She is shining. She is growing, then still. She is breathing, then growing. She is singing, then breathing. She is changing, then sang. She is frightening, then changing. She is quietened, then frightened. She is quietened, then trembles. She is hearing, then trembling. She is sleeping, then hearing. She is craving, then sleeping. She is standing, then craving. She is bending, then finding. She is breathing, then bursting. She is walking, then breathing. She is beginning, then walking. She slept, and in her dream wove a latticework of friendship, and woke to the sound of friends knocking on doors and windows. Smiled and laughed, she sighed and sang, and picked up her tools and left. She followed her friends toward the square. She was buoyant behind them and stopped for a glass of water, her wet throat. Her friends had divided themselves up and were making gestures. She whispered as she put her tools down, "Shade your mouth, loose your bones, let the sun dry and twist them round. Let every pore take in the sun, make it blood and dry the bones and flake the skin." She listened. She made statements. She moved to the left and wavered. She sat on a chair in the middle of the square and pulled up a lectern. They were stood clapping the air, clapping the sand. She was a little disappointed. She could hear laughing and clapping from the other side. She slipped into a blue satin sequin dress. Her teeth glinted in the sunlight and sang an operatic aria. The wind caught her wig and blew it up to the top of the fountain. She put on some shorts and a t-shirt. And on the other side, they had clustered around a piece of slate and were writing down their names. She sat by the fountain and felt the spray on her cheeks. She saw them place their palms on the sand, and when she looked again, they were balancing. She picked some fruit. She ate some, she dropped some, she trampled some. "Shame, shame," she cried. "Stuck, stuck, stuck," she shouted. And up close, the seeds and stems were falling from between her teeth and carried away between the smoke and the wind, the spray on her hair. She took him to one side and showed him the unknown. He was just leaving when he noticed the outside world. She took him to one side and showed him the door. He was just leaving when the thought of leaving stopped him. She took him to one side and motioned him inside. He was just leaving when he felt a pang of regret. She took him to one side and said that maybe he should stay. He was just leaving when he thought of staying. She took him to one side and pushed him toward the door. He was just leaving when he felt her hand on his back. She took him to one side and encouraged him to stay. He was just leaving when he decided to stay. She took him to one side and wished that he'd go away. He was just leaving when she pushed him out the door. With her face stuck with sand, she put salt on her lips and had sugar sprinkled on her tongue by a well-wisher. She bit on a lemon. "Fish, fish, fish, fish," she thought, pleased with the association of ideas. She bit on her lip and adopted an accent. She put on some sunglasses and laughed hysterically as she wandered round the square in search of a culture that would make her whole and that she could call her own. He took her to one side and showed her the time. She wasn't impressed and showed him a ruler. He wasn't impressed and showed her a deadline. She wasn't impressed and showed him a flag she'd sewn. He wasn't impressed and told her a rule. She wasn't impressed and forgot it. He wasn't impressed and showed her a map. She wasn't impressed and went down a path. He wasn't impressed and pointed out a river. She wasn't impressed and filled a glass with water. He wasn't impressed and drank some milk. She wasn't impressed and had a pint of beer. He wasn't impressed and said, "How could you?" She wasn't impressed and said, "Because I had to." He wasn't impressed and showed her a footprint. She wasn't impressed and polished her shoes. He wasn't impressed and sang a song. She wasn't impressed and joined in with the adverts. He wasn't impressed and listened to the radio. She wasn't impressed and had beans on toast. He wasn't impressed and went for a hike. She wasn't impressed and had a headache. He wasn't impressed and upset his stomach. She wasn't impressed and had a puncture. He wasn't impressed and mended his motorbike. She wasn't impressed and skidded to a halt. He wasn't impressed and made a finger painting. She wasn't impressed and put a postcard on the mantelpiece. He wasn't impressed and wrote down his name in indelible ink. The figure stood on the contour of a hill, arched as a horse to accept the sunlight, and spoken. I am in the landscape and I'm shining there. My chest is gently unfolding to show flames that are brighter than the sun. She's ringing, moving his lips and limbs to the rhythm, showing their bones to the sky, dancing on the slate roofs and with their chest open. I speak as I've never spoken before and as I'll never speak again. My words are hollow as shells and full as stone. To the heat of the sun, to the cold of the wind, was a woman, was a man. The figure slept, the figure dreamt, the figure was breathing, the figure spoken. My feet tread with care on the clay, and in their prints birds are resting, leaving their twigs and feathers when they fly away.